Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of these wonderful great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you folks, and a lot of things going on today. I just heard, really pleased to hear John Stadtmiller's program just before I came on here. I understand it's a rerun, but very good topic. And we need to talk about this topic more because there is an agitation level in this nation. There is a frustration level building in this nation among many of our good brothers and sisters in uniform. Most of these are retirees now. They're veteran soldiers and veteran police officers. But there are others in the private sector, many, many people in the private sector that feel that we are beyond the point of recovering this nation, our constitutional republic, well, without going to violence, into a violent revolution. And so I'm very happy John covered that tonight. And we here at our two police and military associations believe the same way, that we certainly know that the Founding Fathers took up arms against their lawful government and established America. We also know, I think it's Thomas Jefferson that made the quote, and I could be wrong, but memory serves me, sometimes not very well, but said, "The tree of liberty from time to time must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants." And, of course, that has proved true throughout history. And it may prove true in America. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a seer of any kind. But anyway, when people do call me, and I've had people from professions call me, and I've had them send me emails, and people in the private sector, blue-collar workers, and like I say, many veterans out there, military veterans at various levels, and police officers, law enforcement people, federal, state, and local, mostly retirees that are tired of seeing tyranny come across this land, to think we're at the point now where we should go to force of arms. Well, we're going to talk about that a few minutes when we get back to follow up on John's great program just before ours here. So stay tuned. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Talking about resistance in this nation, and this is part of our police officer and military program, you might say, that I talked about the other night. What we're talking about tonight is our PREP. Remember PREP? Pray, resist, educate yourself and others as fast as you can, and then prepare. Prepare at the same time, and we have to do all of these at the same time. Pray, resist, educate, and prepare ourselves in case we lose it at this stage. We must be prepared to lose at this stage. We win it in the end, we know that, but we could go through hell on earth here before we finally do win this thing. So we're talking about resistance right now. What are the ways that we are allowed to resist? Well, the best book for us at this time in our history is that little book we carry at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. I can't even think of the name of it here. I'll have to go here. If Carol was listening right now, she could scream it in my ear, and she probably is listening, and I'm looking for a newsletter. Let's see. Oh, The Christian and Civil Government. The Christian and Civil Government shows from the Holy Bible the three ways that we as Christians have a right to resist evil government. And that book is so important to us today, folks, because the very last one is violent self-defense. Violent self-defense, and it's proven in the Holy Scriptures, folks. All right? Now, when we're being attacked and we're being invaded by evil, evil Luciferian leaders, is that, do we have a right to defend ourselves and our nation? Well, the Holy Bible says we do. But one thing we've talked about before on this program is we must take it in the order that God gives it to us, okay? We cannot get it out of line. We cannot get it out of order as to how we're to proceed. And so we suggest you get a hold of Aiden Abed here, our police and military association that publishes our constitutional police officer and soldier publication on constitutional issues, and get that book. Order that book. Every family that loves the Lord Jesus Christ anyway and reads and studies the Holy Bible, even if you're not a Christian that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, if you study the Holy Bible, you need to read that book. If you believe in the Bible, I can't imagine you wouldn't be a Christian, but anyway, if you are a person that has studied the Holy Bible and believes it is the inherent Word of God, inerrant Word of God, then you need that book, The Christian and Civil Government. The misinterpretation, basically, of Romans 13 is covered very, very well in there, but also the three ways that we have a right to resist. And this is a good time. John caused me to lay aside my other information for you tonight because he had hit on such a vital part of where we're at today in our society, talking about the big kahuna that runs Republic Broadcasting Network, our big kahuna, the loving, wonderful, patriot, fellow American, John Stadtmiller, that was just on before me. And he got me started, and I set aside my program for tonight to talk about this. And I want to share with you a man who has written a very important information guide, I call it, a report from a man named Alan Stang. I don't know how many of you remember that name. I've known Alan Stang forever, it seems like. Now, just to tell you a little bit about him before I share part of his report here, very important report, Alan Stang has been a network radio talk show host and was one of Mike Wallace's first writers for the Mike Wallace Show. He was a senior writer for American Opinion magazine and has lectured around the world for more than 30 years. He is also the author of 10 books. Now, some of this is very, very accurate. I mean, almost all of it is accurate of what he said here, and it's so important for our time today because it has to do with resistance. And if we fail to take back our nation according to the first two programs that God has directed us to use before going to the third, which is violent self-defense. But it's important we talk about this. I don't know if anybody's ever talked about this before on the radio. I'm going to try to take it easy here because I don't want to spur anybody at this point. And believe me, that's not my intent to going and getting the guns and starting a revolution, because you'd be absolutely wrong at this time. And one little reason why, just one little reason why, is because right now the government is praying that we do that. Of course, they're praying to Lucifer, but they're praying we go to violent self-defense right now, because it would give them a reason to call us all Al-Qaeda, you know, Al-Qaeda, CIA people, in other words, and would put us under martial law immediately, and the First Amendment would be out the window. That'd be it. And the media, of course, the controlled, sold-out media would be behind it saying, yes, these are all Al-Qaeda across the country. They're picking up the guns and coming after us, good Americans. And we've got to be under martial law for the government to save us. And 90% of the American people would be right on target saying, absolutely, thank you, Jesus, for sending our government in to save us. And they'd have no problem with that. Well, the main thing it would mean to you and me, brothers and sisters out there, is right now when we're in our greatest growth time of awakening people back to the side of God and this constitutional system, awakening them to who the true enemies of God and liberty are, that would end abruptly. If the shooting starts, then we've lost having more growth, in other words. It'd be very difficult without the First Amendment for us to grow in numbers, would it not? Because the 90% of the American people, maybe even more, 95%, 98%, I'm not quite sure, would be told repeatedly every single day in the newspapers that, of course, they believe and keep them informed, and the wonderful unbiased Fox News Network would be telling them that those evil domestic terrorists, those Al-Qaeda people are on the prowl, and you must cling to government, you must report them, you must help your government get rid of these people, and there would be no First Amendment, and we'd be through gaining numbers that we're gaining right now by the hour. We're gaining more people who love God and love freedom, are awakening, listening to programs like Republic Broadcasting Network and many others out there. They're on the Internet finding out who the true enemies of God and liberty are. They are getting newsletters like our Police and Military Constitutional publication and thousands upon thousands and more publications out there. And we're gaining on them. We're really gaining on them. And as you've heard on Republic Broadcasting Network, the enemy, these organizations, Luciferian organizations like the Bilderbergers and others, are talking about how they're going to stop us. Well, the best and easiest way is for us to go to force of arms right now. I'm telling you, they're praying to Lucifer that they can force us into doing that, folks. So we're not doing that right now. No, no, no. But I want to share this with you in case something happens and we have to go to a force of arms. How can we do this? We have communists who, I've got their quotes here, I won't pull them out right now, who have said that we cannot succeed, the armed citizenry today in a nation can't succeed against a powerful force like the technological military we have today. The technology the military has, we can't win against that. Well, I've got news for them. God's people can win and win big against any organized group of thieves and bandits and crime lords like we have in control of our governments today. They're wrong if the communists think we can't succeed. They're doing everything they do without God, and we're doing everything we do, hopefully, same in your family, with the Lord's laws embedded in our minds and our hearts and going forward. But Alan Stang came up with a very important report here I want to share with you. Just give you some thoughts, okay? Now, I'm going to say that we're concerned about, and keep this in mind now as I read this to you, we're concerned about the little green men from outer space attacking us or the red Chinese coming over and attacking America. Now, okay, so this will sound much better to you if you'll just remember, little green men from outer space are coming after us. And we may have to take up arms against these little critters. And or the red Chinese are coming in to take over us and subjugate us and make us eat sushi for the rest of our lives. Okay, here's Alan Stang. As I write, the situation for our beloved country looks considerably bleaker than it did for the defenders at the Alamo or Valley Forge. By far the biggest single factor in the worldwide advance of communism and other forms of totalitarianism for almost a century, bigger even than the communists and Nazis themselves, has been the United States government, more specifically the conspiracy for totalitarian socialist world government that controls our government today. I tell you, the man's informed, folks. He's calling communists communists. How many times have you seen that in America? Oh, communism is dead. You can't call people communists today. You call them progressives. You call them liberals, but never call them communists. I like this Alan Stang. We'll be back with more from Alan right after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, you're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, and I say don't get your weapons right now. Keep them handy, keep them there, keep them well oiled, clean, and have plenty of ammunition, but don't go get them right now and start bang-banging away unless it's for Bambi or a cottontail out there to put in the pot, okay? Because you're going to ruin everything. We are gaining thousands upon thousands of people to our side every day, and the enemies of God and country know that, and so they want to put a stop to that, and they're discussing what they should do right now. I know how they could do it, you know how they could do it, and it's probably the way they will choose to do it, and that is to have another planned and well pulled off huge terrorist attack on American soil, killing 100,000 or 500,000 or more Americans, and tell the American people it was those evil Al-Qaeda again, and probably this time Iranians and Syrians, because that's where we're going next with these internationalist wars. And that would be it. We'd be under martial law. The American people would demand it. And that the First Amendment would be, of course, gone. So it'd be so simple. But I remind you, folks, God is on his throne, and God is in control of these turkeys. They don't know that. They wouldn't believe it. But it is true. So let's go on with Alan Stang here. Now, he is a oh, what do we call one of these guys? He's a brilliant, brilliant academic. Is that how you say academian, academian or something like that? But he's from academia, all right? He's not a military man. So there's a couple things in here that military people would probably take issue with him on, but it is very, very important that we continue on here and share this information with you. He says that we stand at the threshold of a totalitarian outrage that will make what we have seen so far like a Patrick Henry utopia. Soon, President Smirk, he calls Baby Bush President Smirk. I guess he doesn't like that little smirk he uses all the time, like he knows what's happening and you don't. Well, anyway, he says, soon President Smirk will receive instructions via the bug in his ear to expand the perpetual illegal war to include Iran and Syria. The prostitute national press is presently preparing our minds for President Smirk to revive the draft. I told you he knows what's going on. This time the victims will not just be the nation's young men, but also the young women, proving that we are every bit as corrupt, as degenerate, as utterly worthless as our enemies say we are. And it looks like if the upper age will be 34, not 25 this time. Meanwhile, Smirk is making the draft inevitable by threatening the best of the best in the military with court-martial for killing, even for scaring the enemy, with the predictable result that recruitment, even in the Marine Corps, is far below quota. As I write, the U.S. Senate has just unanimously endorsed the so-called Real ID legislation, which will federalize driver's licenses and constitute an internal passport for America. That has been the feature of every totalitarian dictatorship in the world. It will tell the federal government almost everything about you and control your movement around the country. You will not be able to board an airline flight or open a bank account without it. Your papers, please, he says. Soon technology will tell the District of Criminals where you are and what you are doing at all times. Chips will be inserted under your skin for the purpose, voluntarily at first, then before your newborn leaves the hospital. Complaints will be proof that you have something to hide. Financial privacy, any privacy, will be gone. What could be the biggest financial debacle in history approaches with the coming collapse of the monster real estate bubble, which will trigger even more controls as the solution. Favored corporations, not the people, will run the government like they do today, folks. Most Americans will acquiesce because by now they have been utterly dumbed down in the nation's communist government schools, deceived by the nation's communist media, and spiritually corrupted by the celebrity churches who worship President Smirk. Don't you just love Alan Stang? By the way, folks, he's an American Jew, okay? He's a good American Jew, like I told you. So I find that very interesting. What a smart guy. If Caligula apocryphally could make his horse a consul of Rome, today's celebrity churches apparently can make a horse's rear end a god, meaning Bush, while mouthing meaningless homilies about Jesus. That's what Bush does. And now appears that a homosexual ring is operating in the White House itself, including at least one sodomite prostitute who advertises his expertise in buggery online. Talking about the young man that was found out, who was one of the media people, I guess. He was playing like he was one of the media people that was actually a sodomite prostitute that has a website, and he was right there in the White House. He goes on to say, is it the same homosexual ring that was operating in the administration of President Smirk Sr.? That's old man Bush. Who are the participants in this? Do they include the president? According to the Secret Service logs, the prostitute could have spent hours in the White House on some days, maybe even slept there. With whom? We'll be right back with more of Alan Stang when we return. It gets better, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Goes forward. By the way, Alan Stang used to be a part of the socialist system in America, if I remember my history. And then he woke up, he became an adult, and realized how crazy he was by cutting his own throat and the throat of his own family members and putting them in slavery. And he's done a masterful job for over 30 years at awakening many, many people. And he goes on with his report here. The President of the United States has said that every few years, and that isn't this president, by the way, I think he's going to say, yes, he's going to say here what I believe Thomas Jefferson said, that the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. As far as I know, he was thereby advising us to rebel once in a while just to keep the servants, our servants, nervous, meaning our political elected things and bureaucrats there. He says, liberals in this country agree that at some point in Nazi Germany, when it became obvious that Hitler, who became chancellor legally, the legal government, folks, all you Romans 13 Christians out there that would follow, because the pastor tells you to, follow a Hitler today, follow a Nazi today, follow a Luciferian today like you're doing by following Bush. He's talking about the same kind of people here. He says, when it became obvious that Hitler, who became chancellor legally, had created a totalitarian dictatorship. Rebellion, however illegal, became a moral imperative. But it didn't happen, did it, folks? That point is now approaching here in this country. Of course, no one, including me, turn the page, wants to talk about that, which is not like talking about a hernia that is chewing off your... hyena. Okay. Haven't seen the name hyena in a long time, so it looked like hernia to me. He says, which is like not talking about a hyena that is chewing off your leg. He says, the mantra many commentators mindlessly repeat, says the problem can be solved at the ballot box. But notice that when the people cast their ballots for something the conspiracy the world government disapproves, one of its whores on the bench, one of those guys in black dresses or gals in black dresses, simply cancels it. He's right on target, isn't he, folks? That's right. Proposition 187 in California is just one example. And the Republic cruds are just as bad as the Democrats' counterparts. Yes, your vote counts if you vote the right way. Democracy means rubber-stamping decisions made far above the masses. Yes, there is Ron Paul. Yes, there is Tom Tancredo. Not exactly a majority, is it? Needless to say, the National Republican Party hates them. If there is any chance of others like them could become numerous enough to make a difference, the conspiracy for world government would sweep the newcomers into the dustbin of history, if you get my drift. The time has come to mention the unmentionable. To demoralize their targets, the communists preach that their victory is inevitable. So did the Borg, folks, right? Remember that? The Borg resistance is futile. Well, that's what the communists say, and the communists in Hollywood put that in the Star Wars. What was that show? Anyway. Okay, so he says the communists preach that their victory is inevitable. What is inevitable is that at some point, presently unknown to me, millions of Americans, including many combat veterans who have already killed the enemy, Navy SEALs, Marine Force Recon, Army Rangers, etc., will realize what is happening and resist it. How? When? What form will such resistance take? What must happen before such Americans take action? What follows is completely speculation, the same kind of conspiracy for world government conducts when it gauges the opposition it will provoke. The conspirators know much more than I do about this. I base my speculation solely on what appears possible, not on anything specific. I know they spring from logic, not from experience. Remember I said he's from academia and not a military man, folks. He says, when the feces hits the fan, what will patriots do? One kind of resistance would be guerrilla warfare. But such warfare requires a secure base elsewhere, some other country that supports, supplies, protects, and encourages it, where fighters can go to rest and re-equip. The United States itself has sponsored guerrilla warfare in many other countries. It also looks for a secure base in another country near the target. But there is no such base for American warriors that they could use, so guerrilla warfare is impossible. Well, if you've studied guerrilla warfare, you'll know he is wrong. All right? But that's all I'll get into right now as a veteran military man, and many of you out there know that what he's saying would be certainly wonderful. To have a well-equipped base in another country nearby the target for rest and relaxation and re-equipping. But it is not imperative. There is also the historical fact, he said, that large organizations with charismatic leaders instantly make themselves targets for infiltration, subversion, and perversion by the conspiracy for world government's expert practitioners of dialectic materialism, who almost invented the art. The target organization, sufficiently compromised, soon peters into nothingness. Leaders, however charismatic, can be neutralized, framed, even killed if necessary. The conspirators have killed many in this way. So what should we expect patriot leaders to do? Logic tells us that the only kind of resistance with any chance of success, which have to be both leaderless and unorganized. He studied the subject well, folks, it seems like. Okay, there would be nothing to infiltrate if you had a leaderless and unorganized resistance movement, okay? There would be nothing to infiltrate and no charismatic leader to kill. The government spies would be useless because there would be nothing to uncover. There would be no way for the totalitarians to know what will happen because there would be nothing more than what the Vietnam War called targets of opportunity. Now, it is at this point, folks, I want to remind you that we're talking about little green men from outer space attacking us, or those evil red Chinese who have sworn to destroy America even in the last week. All right, keep that in mind. The warriors would not even know who their counterparts were in this leaderless, unorganized resistance. The only thing binding the participants together would be a shared belief in the God of the Bible and our Christian civilization in these United States, in strictly limited government and in free enterprise, in the country that minded its own business, that walked softly but carried a big stick, where private property is sacrosanct. Such activity would not be terrorism. Remember that terrorism is a technique invented in modern times by Lenin. It was developed by the gang that became the KGB and conducted even ever since by governments, not by individuals acting alone. Lenin once said, terrorism is communism. Governments secretly conspire or inspire most of the terrorism that affects the world today. Very, very true. One of the hallmarks of government terrorism is that it kills indiscriminately, in the innocent as well as the guilty, usually in large numbers, as on 9/11. What we are talking about instead are individual acts, the targets of which are culpable individuals and organizations. You will find a fictional example of this in my novel, Perestroika Sunset, about the POWs we faithfully left behind in Vietnam. Go to my website, and here's his website, folks. And believe me, you need to go to his website, because he's got a lot of good information out there, well-documented and well-thought-out. It's www.stangbooks.com. Very simple. www.stangbooks.com. All right. To continue now, he says, leaderless attacks the individual. A recent example would be the case of Marine Corps veteran Mike Smith, a hero of the people, who doesn't chew tobacco, but did for the occasion, bought a book which qualified him to stand in line in Kansas City. Also, that when he got to the head of the line, he was able to spit a large gob of tobacco juice and saliva into the face of a traitor, Jane Fonda. That the market, her degenerate memoirs. That is, okay. She was doing a book signing. This Marine Corps veteran, Mike Smith, you might remember the case, got himself a big chew of tobacco and got in line and waited, I guess, an hour or something like that, and got a good shot, an individual leaderless attack, folks, on Jane Fonda. He calls her a name here I don't want to use on the air, okay? But the name I can use is traitor, and he uses in other words, it starts with S, like in Sam and Jane Fonda. He says, by itself, the incident does not amount to much. Imagine forays like that and much more multiplied thousands and thousands of times. Mike Smith said it was worth doing. One can only salivate, okay, about the wholesome, adulterated joy he must have felt seeing the gob of contaminated saliva splat on the S's face and drip down its neck into its brassiere. Some gentlemen may smirk or shirk it from the idea of spitting on a lady. So do I. But, of course, Fonda is not a lady. She's a communist, a traitor, and a S. Now, I've heard tales, folks. I'll just stop just a minute to hear she's now a Christian. I wonder if she's a Christian like Bush. I don't know. But, of course, God can change people. But anyway, he goes on to say, which is true, she is directly responsible for the torture and killing of many of our men, POWs. Remember also that cowards on a university campus recently plastered Republic crud front woman Ann Coulter, who is a lady, with a pie. I guess they gave her a pie in the face. So it must be all right, he says, another leaderless attack by an individual. Another target already under individual attack is the nation's communist public schools. The reason the totalitarians get away with so much is very simply that the inmates of those schools are taught totalitarianism starting at age 5 and never hear anything else, with the result that if, as adults, they accidentally stumble on the truth, it sounds bizarre. That is why most Americans saw nothing untoward in Miss Monica's knee. he's talking about Clinton's Monica. Knee prints on the Oval Office carpet, he says. Individual attacks. Many patriots, they say they are discouraged, but more and more parents now are pulling their kiddos out and teaching them at home, pulling them out of the schools. The day they do so, they experience the inspiring, intoxicating flush of victory. They have saved one child, their own, rescued him or her from the lifelong grip of communist brainwashing. Yes, the communists control the schools today, but their Achilles heel is the presence of the children in the building, which the parents still control. In a truly delicious irony, one reason for the present exodus is the illegal alien invasion conducted by communist world government traitor George W. Smirk, because the illegal children of these criminals soak up so many school money and teach them English, etc., that is not enough. Money left for music, art, sports, drama is gone. One of the last reasons legal American parents and children have remained in the public schools was that at least they were free, paid for by taxpayers' money and property taxes. Now, often that reason is gone because the schools are asking those parents to pay it, in effect, twice, for the programs they want. More and more parents are voting with their feet and not coming back. Once again, this is individual attacks, folks. He sees all of these things, and they are going on today. Wonderful, wonderful individual actions, folks, being done by millions and millions of Americans today to stand up and take a cut, a little cut, into the totalitarian system being set up. Remember, in the military, we like to talk about the death of 1,000 cuts. We've talked about that before. There's one thing to take one shot and one kill, but if you just put a little hole in somebody or the enemy, and you put another little hole and then another little hole, even if it's a pinprick, if you got 1,000 of these, the blood drains out of you and you're just as dead. So what people are doing around the nation, he's saying, in these individual actions is basically the technique of 1,000 cuts to destroy the enemy of God and liberty in this nation. He says here, one last reason, by now so many have departed that the communist government schools are starting to show cracks. The fewer the students, the less money that comes in from the state, and money is what those communist schools are all about. The lawyers, administrators, etc., who preposterously are paid more than the teachers, who feast on the living flesh of the parents, are worried. The tipping point could arrive at each school district's would need to close down. Such a glorious victory could be achieved as the total of many individual efforts, individual attacks, and would be legal and peaceful. Certainly one of the easiest, less risky, and yet most effective means of resistance is jury nullification. Once again, folks, legal and peaceful. Go in on the jury, keep your mouth shut, And don't forget that God tells us in the Bible we can lie to evil men and women in high places. God blessed many people in the Bible for lying to their lawful government. Look at Rahab the harlot, the Hebrew midwives, and on and on and on. And so, when the judge tries to get you to accept and raise your hand that you will accept the judge's definition of the laws and not use jury nullification, you just smile and go along, because if you don't, they'll boot you off the jury. So that's what he's talking about here. He says, yet one of the most effective means of resistance is jury nullification, in which a juror uses the power he has had all along, the power the judge has told you to lie about, to decide both the law and the facts. Juries repealed prohibition by refusing to convict. We'll be back and talk about individual attack, folks, which is most successful today and will be most successful in the days ahead, God willing.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20 franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot. Okay, we got to go quick. We got two callers on the line, but let me end this by saying that our nonviolent protection, okay, the right to resist with violence, is also there too. But this is nonviolent way to resist. He's talking away here, and it's working very well today. He finishes off by saying there are giants in the earth today. My prayer is such peaceful methods could persuade the totalitarians to back off before they arouse the deadliest creature that ever stalked the earth. And he says that's thousands of those who solemnly are watching as dictators are imposing their will. He says the retired Marine Corps sniper who can stick it in your eye, the Navy SEAL who can still eat your lunch, and screaming eagles who bring death from the sky. And that's Alan Stang. I gave you out his website. Well, folks, I want to say, too, and I think he inferred this, that if violent self-defense, if we ever have to go to that to get the little green men from outer space or the red Chinese coming over the top, that this works very well there, too. No organizations, no leaders, just individuals. Keep that in mind. Okay, thank you, Alan Stang. Let's go to John in Arizona. Brother John, how are you tonight?
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm running out of time, and I wish I wasn't.
You know, Jack, I agree with you on some aspects for the nonviolent resistance, but another, you know, there's something inside of me telling me the longer we wait, the more of a foothold they're going to get on this nation. I mean, there's talk of them, you know, the government hiring, what, 500,000 people for FEMA, well-armed, you know, people for Homeland Security. And then they're building all these camps as well. I mean, if we wait too much longer, everybody's going to end up in one of these camps.
Well, John, I think you must remember there's 70 million gun owners of America. Minimum. That's what the government says, but I'd say there's over 100 million or more. And so they can hire the 100,000 or the 50,000, this or that. And I think they're in for a big surprise one day, John. And I think it'll come. It will come when the First Amendment is gone. There will be no way for us to continue bringing people to knowledge and to action.
Yeah, well, you know, I on a daily basis, I live over here by Luke Air Force Base, and on
yes.
a daily basis, I go near the base, and I'm informing people that are on current active duty of what's going on.
Yeah,
and handing them tapes, handing them information. So they, you know, there's a lot of active duty as well, as I'm sure you're aware of. They know what's going on.
They do,
I think they're afraid to just rock the boat right now.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm former military myself, like you, and, I'm tired of them taking away America's constitutional rights. I mean, they've rigged the elections. What more are we going to let them do?
Well, I think it is coming down to short strokes there, Brother John. I understand exactly what you're saying. This thing is moving very quickly, but those that believe must obey God. And if people want to get out their guns and start banging away, and a lot of people I know do, I believe they're going to get the opportunity. Sadly, I say that to you, Brother John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Jack.
Have a good evening now.
You too.
Let's run to Roger in Pennsylvania real quick. I don't know if we've got enough time, but Roger, welcome to the program. I think I hear the music, Roger. Sorry, I missed you, my dear friend. But hope you can call back tomorrow, okay? All right. Well, we missed Roger there. Well, folks, that's about the best I can do. I think that we have a great opportunity in the days ahead to reach more and more people. We're gaining on them. We've got them surrounded. Believe me, with hundreds of millions of people, they're very nervous. But we need every single day, every hour we can, as we nonviolently reach out to more and more people and awaken them, both in law enforcement, the military, and the private sector. Well, God bless all of you. Have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.